Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 1, 1804. Day 19 of the expedition. Camped at the confluence of the Osage and Missouri Rivers. Of the 19 days the party has been on the river from Camp River Du Bois, 7 have been rainy. Today the weather is nice. The captains did not record the amount of rain each day, but it is springtime and the time for many showers. Missouri is still a lush area, receiving 40 to 50 inches of rain annually, with most of the rain falling in May and June. Captain Clark writes on this fine day,
"Set out early, same course, south 48 degrees west of Wednesday, and continued 4 miles. Passed the mouth of the Little Muddy Creek on the starboard and Bear Creek on the larboard at 6 miles. This creek is about 25 yards wide. High, rich land on the larboard side. South 45 degrees west to an island opposite a hill on the south side, 6 miles. This island is on the larboard. Past mouth of Bear Creek, 25 yards wide, and at 2 miles, 3 small islands. Some swift water and banks falling in. Wind ahead from the west, south 39 degrees. West 3 miles to the point above the mouth of the Osage River. Larboard side encamped. Fell a number of trees in the point to take observation. A fair afternoon, and sat up until 1 o'clock to take some observations. Captain William Clark, June 1st, 1804.
At this particular place, the trees were so thick they could not get good shots of the sun's height with the sextant. This journal entry is a good example of how carefully the captains made measurements and observations of the river and directions. These all proved valuable in producing some very accurate maps of the voyage when they arrived back home 3 years later. Captain Clark produced a famous map of the expedition's travels based on these observations and fragmentary map sketches drawn in his journals as the expedition proceeded. Tomorrow, George Drewer and John Shields return from a 7-day hunt.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.